and welcome to another episode of Untraditionally Traditional, a podcast with me, Brittany Duncan, a millennial homemaker. Join me each week as I share all the things I've learned that make keeping your home, garden, and life running smoothly all while working. If you are enjoying the podcast, please be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcasting app so you get the episodes downloaded straight to you every Monday. Now, on to today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Untraditionally Traditional, a Millennial Homemaker. This is your host, Brittany Duncan, and today I want to talk to you about Trader Joe's. If you don't have a Trader Joe's, I'm sorry, because it's a pretty special place that has a cult following in most cities. Lucky enough to have Trader Joe's. I will say, my husband is one of the few that is not a cult follower of Trader Joe's. Since we first met, he's held firm to the belief that Trader Joe's is a scam. Now, before y'all send my husband hate mail, I think he has a solid reasoning. For starters, he's not blind to their impeccable marketing. There's a reason we love Trader Joe's. Part of it's the pricing, but the bigger part is the cutesy names, unique products, and pretty packaging. Trader Joe's has mastered the art of private label and rebranded products. Their stuff looks beautiful, it's fun, it's colorful, it's bright, kids love it, we love it. They've got it figured out. But the rebranding isn't what irks Johnson about Trader Joe's. It's the misleading marketing of their items as health foods. Johnson's worked in healthcare since college, and he's very aware of the obesity epidemic. And he's sensitive to brands that market their products as healthy or natural, right? Words that are not defined by the FDA. In his opinion, and I don't think he's wrong, the majority of food at Trader Joe's is the same old box food with fillers and seed oils, stuff that we should be trying to avoid. That said, there are some really great, truly healthful products at Trader Joe's. You just have to cut through the red tape or beautiful packaging, as it were. So, in this episode, like most things I talk about, I've categorized it into three categories: good, better, best, except the first category is actually not good, but good, if you know what I mean. You know, like, these are the treats, the unhealthy items. You know what you're getting into when you buy them, right? Like, they're not good for you, but they are good. They taste good. I'm a believer that you can eat what you like. You shouldn't feel guilty about it if you're consciously making that decision. When Johnson and I go and we get burgers and ice cream, we don't guilt ourselves about it because we call it exactly what it is. It's a treat meal, right? We know what we're going to eat. We're going into it knowing full well that it isn't healthy, but that we are indulging for the occasion. The important part is to keep it an occasion and not a regular occurrence, right? So, on that note, here are some of my favorite indulgences from Trader Joe's. I'll start with sweets because I don't just have one sweet tooth. I have the full set of, you know, like, sweet teeth, all of them. First is their dark chocolate almond butter pretzel bites. These are phenomenal. Think of the peanut butter pretzels you likely had at one time or another, but these have almond butter on the inside, and then they're dipped in dark chocolate. I mean, hello, what's not to love, right? Store these babies in the fridge, and chef's kiss. Maple cookies. I mean, come on, I'm Canadian. It would be criminal for me to not love these. Trader Joe's used to only carry them seasonally in the fall, but now they have them year-round, at least at my Trader Joe's, and while they have them year-round, I only allow myself to buy one box in the fall. And honestly, that's usually enough because they are sickly sweet, but so good. Sugar cones. These are a staple in our house in the summertime. And Johnson gave me my dream ice cream maker 2 years ago. And so I make our own ice cream. But having a cone to put it in is like the most amazing summer treat. I used to be a cup or bowl person for my ice cream always. And then we were in North Carolina on a family trip and my brother Braden got his mint chip in a waffle cone. And I was like, oh, that looks good. And he's like, oh yeah, waffle cone always. And so I ordered it that day in a waffle cone and like since have been converted. I love my ice cream in a cone again. But the Trader Joe's sugar cones, they're like mini waffle cones and really good. So I do like to have these at our house. Next up is a breakfast treat. It's tradition in my family to have chocolate croissants on Christmas morning. Not just any chocolate croissants, but specifically the ones from William and Sonoma. They're so good. But Trader Joe's has a rival product that I think comes in at a close second to the coveted William and Sonoma take and bake chocolate croissants. If my siblings are listening, I'm going to have some hate mail of my own, but I think they're really great. Keep them in your back pocket for next time you have company. Trader Joe's carries both the chocolate croissants, but also almond take and bake croissants. You'll find them in the breakfast freezer section, and they could not be easier to make. All you do, you take them out the night before and you lay them on your baking sheet, cover with a hand towel, and then you let them thaw and rise overnight. Next morning, you pop them into a preheated oven and voila, fresh baked chocolate and almond croissants. I'll add the sentiment that they are a fraction of the cost of the ones from William and Sonoma, so that doesn't hurt either. Another breakfast treat that is a favorite is crumpets. This lovely breakfast bread is hard to find in the United States. My British granny adores them, as do I. Most of my family, honestly, we've been converted. If you like an English muffin, try these crumpets. They're 1,000 times better. Toast them, put a small amount of butter and some strawberry preserves, and you'll be ready to move to England. That's all I had to say about that. One indulgence that Johnson does love, and I mean love, from Trader Joe's is the ghost pepper waffle chips. I'm not a huge chip person, and I'm not really a spicy chip person, but Johnson loves these. Whenever I do get them and just like surprise him with them in the cupboard, he's always stoked. So if you like a spicy chip, give those a shot. Chip aisle wise, I do enjoy the salsa verde tortilla chips. They're kind of like a Dorito on steroids, like a Dorito meets the Tostitos hint of lime, but like way better. Anyway, you can eat them straight up. You can dip them in salsa. They're really good. Another indulgence that is great for when you're hosting is the spinach and artichoke microwavable dip. You can serve it with some pita chips, and you've got a comfort food appetizer that your guests will love. So that's nice just to have, you know, one of those in the freezer handy. Another great appetizer is the mushroom and black truffle flatbread. In terms of Trader Joe's pizzas and flatbreads, I think this one is the best. It's got really good flavor, the truffle and the mushroom. It's pretty delicious. So that's a nice thing to have handy as well. From pizza to pasta, my favorite and something I eat more than I care to admit is the Trader Joe's Gorgonzola Gnocchi. If you don't like blue cheese, I highly recommend trying this. I didn't like blue cheese for the longest time, and even still, like, I only like it in small amounts. It's got to be pretty mild, but this pasta was the gateway to liking it. I'd say it's more of like a sharp parm flavor than blue cheese, but it's so good. Oh my gosh, it's like, I don't know, it's almost like a mac and cheese, but it's gnocchi, and it's so good. It's also like a great side if you have a dish and you just need like a side. It's awesome. Okay, moving on to the better category. These are things that I do buy often, but that are either not organic or have trace amounts of seed oils or the stupid phrase that I hate, natural flavorings. But things that, you know, I'm not willing to like pick the battle on, right? So one is the vegan kale, cashew, and basil pesto. Really tasty. I love it with pasta, but also on toast with scrambled eggs in the morning. I make our sourdough and then put that on there. Really great. For this particular one, I don't believe it's organic, but the thing that I don't really love is that the cashews are roasted with safflower or sunflower oil. But again, not a battle I'm willing to pick on this particular thing. Everything else on my better list is pretty clean, but not organic. In the frozen section, you can find mashed potatoes and mashed cauliflower. Both are really good, and I actually like to mix them together so I'm not eating as much potato. I know it's like pretty easy to make mashed potatoes, or probably pretty easy to make mashed cauliflower, but I don't know. It's really easy to buy these. You just have them in the freezer. It's kind of like a heat and serve situation. You know, sometimes it's like work. I don't know if I call it like work smarter, not harder, but this is like a time-saving, stress-saving thing. So I do buy these as opposed to like making homemade mashed potatoes on weeknights, right? The refrigerated sausages are great ingredient-wise, except that the chicken is not organic. They're pre-cooked, which makes for a super easy lunch or dinner. There's something I like to have in the fridge when we leave town, so that when we come back the night that we return, they're in the fridge. We can just brown them and serve. They keep for a while if they're unopened. So these are really great to just have thawed in the fridge, ready to go for when you get home and just need to whip something up really easy for dinner. Snack-wise, I love the Norwegian seed crackers. I eat these with peanut butter and apple as a snack, or with brie on them, which is delicious. But I also think they have a gluten-free version too. So if you're G-free, check those out. I get the rice cakes from Trader Joe's. They're nothing special, but that is where I get them, in the snack aisle. I'm just going to say Trader Joe's cheeses as a category in itself, because there's too many cheeses that I love. And honestly, I don't know if I've like ever had a cheese from Trader Joe's that I didn't love. My top three, though, that are, you know, pretty much in our fridge at all times, or at least when they're available, are the unexpected cheddar, the mushroom brie, although I will say the like green peppercorn one's pretty good too. And then the cranberry Stilton, which is only available at Christmas time, but it's really great. We make this salad that's got apple and spiced pecans, and then this cranberry Stilton in there, and it's so good. So I do love that. Something else that apparently was seasonal that I wish I bought 20 of had I known that it was seasonal was the truffle ketchup. So good. You might not know this about Canadians, but we love ketchup and eat ketchup on all sorts of things. I mean, come on. We have a chip-flavored ketchup chips. They, you know, I said I'm not a chip person. I am a ketchup chip person. Okay, they're so good. So love ketchup, but this truffle ketchup is like next level. And I swear, when it comes back, I will be buying out the stock from Trader Joe's. Okay, on to the last category, which is the best category, right, for not good, but good, better, and best. These are things I like to buy from Trader Joe's, right? They're, you know, organic, or they're really clean. These are what I do try to get from Trader Joe's. So first up on that list is canned beans. I know that's not very exciting, but they're a great price for organic. They don't have a huge variety, but certainly the staples. Olives are great from Trader Joe's too, but I will say read your ingredients on the back and make sure that they're the ones in EVO or extra virgin olive oil, as opposed to sunflower oil or vegetable oil or some other as not desirable oil. The ones that are in extra virgin olive oil are harder to find, but they usually do have a few types. So just read your jars to figure out which ones are which. The heart of palm pasta, or riced heart of palm. These are good. We don't use them all the time, but when Johnson and I were doing Whole30, we used these as a pasta substitute, and they're pretty good. Texturally, not like pasta at all. So I will say, like, for any Italian listening, they're probably like, ew, no, that is not the same thing. And I agree, it's not the same, but it was like, you know, something to add to a dish just to give it the feeling of rice, or, you know, a grain that wasn't a grain. In the freezer and meat section, I do typically get wild caught raw fish from Trader Joe's. Usually it's sockeye, salmon. They do have other fish. I find that the sockeye is like pretty reasonable though. And that's where I do get it. In the meat section, not frozen. They do have whole organic chickens as well. I will get those and make either like a spatchcock or just whole roasted chicken in the oven. Freezer vegetables I grab are, I already mentioned the mashed regular potatoes and cauliflower on the better list, but on the best list are the mashed sweet potatoes. When you look at the ingredient list, the only ingredient is sweet potato. So that's great, super easy. If you had kids, I would imagine that this would be like a really easy one for, you know, babies or toddlers to just have mashed sweet potato on hand. Shout out to listener Brady, who turned me on to the carrot coins. Had never had these until she was saying that, you know, they get them and they are super clean ingredients. It's carrots, extra virgin olive oil, and seasonings. And they just make like a really easy low carb side dish. So those are great. And then in the freezer section, I also get the wild Canadian blueberries. I swear they're better than regular blueberries, but I'm probably biased. They're like little mini blueberries that are, yeah, wild. They grow in Canada. When I was younger, I used to visit my granny in Nova Scotia, and we would go pick blueberries. And so they remind me of that. They are like the little teeny wild Canadian blueberries, and they're delicious. So you can find those in the frozen section. In the dry food section, I love the organic seedy crackers, which are one of the only dry snacks that I can find in Trader Joe's that doesn't have seed oils. So I think they're really great. They're really clean on the ingredient list, and they don't have any seed oils. So I do love those. Also, I get the nutritional yeast. This was like a Whole30 thing that we stumbled upon, but I do like it. When I make that sourdough toast with the kale cashew pesto and scrambled eggs, I do sprinkle a little bit of the nutritional yeast on top, and it's just got like a nice cheesy flavor. Organic produce. I do try to get the majority of our produce from our own garden or from the farmer's market in the spring, summer, and fall months. But in a pinch, Trader Joe's has a decent selection at low rates. And in the winter, it's a go-to. Our farmer's market closes down. And so at that point, Trader Joe's does have pretty great organic produce. And it's probably not entirely seasonal, but a lot of it is seasonal. Like I've noticed sometimes there's things I go to get that are in a recipe I'm trying to make and Trader Joe's won't have them, even though they will have them in a different season. So I do think they try to follow a seasonal, you know, growing offering as much as possible. For flowers, Trader Joe's is the only place I'll go. I'm always telling Johnson, if you're going to get me flowers, go to Trader Joe's. It's much more economical and their selection is great. They also have great deals on houseplants. And in the spring and summer, their organic herb plants are awesome. I always get my herbs that I'm going to plant in the garden from Trader Joe's, or at least the usual ones, basil, oregano, thyme, mint, parsley, you know, your regular herbs. They typically have they're really reasonable and do great. So that's what I get. All right, y'all, that is my not good, but good, better and best breakdown of what I like to get from Trader Joe's. If you have something that you think I should check out, please message me on Instagram at untraditionallytraditionalpod. Until our next episode, happy shopping. And if you haven't yet, I would love it if you would leave an Apple rating and review for the podcast. All right, thanks, y'all. Thank you for listening to this episode of Untraditionally Traditional. If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with those special people who would love it too and write a review. For more tips and photos of my home and garden, follow Untraditionally Traditional Pod on Instagram. Until next week, let's continue to make our homes places of joy and service to ourselves and those we share them with.